This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report for Wednesday, the 31st of May 2016. I'm Alex Ridson. To the markets now, and America's main share index, the Dow Jones, closed down 0.5% at 17,784. Joe Saluzzi, Thema's Trading in New Jersey, told me investors were spooked by a poll suggesting Britain is about to vote to leave the European Union.
Once that Brexit story of the poll came through around 10:30 our time, that's when the markets really kind of went south. I think the reason why they get nervous is maybe a little bit different than what's going on in Europe. We're worried about what the Fed's going to do, and anything that will affect the Fed's next decision in June could, you know, investors get nervous, and this is certainly one of them. So the poll, I guess, that came out today was a little bit more in the way of people saying that they would leave. I think it was 52% leaving, 48% today. And what it means to us as U.S. investors means that, okay, this may put the Fed on hold, you know, for the June meeting, certainly, for an increase in rates and possibly July. And then that change, if that's the case, investors are thinking that, well, that sent currencies all a little bit crazy for a while. So the dollar strengthened off of that, the pound dropped, and off we went. So the market definitely did not like that news.
So does this mean that U.S. investors actually are starting to think Britain could vote out?
I think all the U.S. investors care about is volatility. So they don't necessarily care about, okay, are they in or are they out, but what is it going to do to our markets? You know, what is it, how does it transpose into the currency market? There's so many trades that are tightly correlated, whether it's oil versus bonds versus stocks versus currencies, whatever it may be. If one of those movements, one of those asset classes moves, it affects everything else. And in this situation, if Britain were to leave, that potentially could strengthen the dollar. And if the dollar gets strengthened, well, what does that do to China? Will they have to revalue? And then you get this whole cycle going on, and that's why people get all nervous. So in a kind of a convoluted way, I guess they really don't care, but they care.
Joe Saluzzi at Thema's Trading in New Jersey. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index also down 0.6% at 62.30 on that Brexit story. On the currency markets, the euro buys $1.113, the pound $1.449.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.